Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley as the Jaguars get back to work on Thursday. It's a Week 7 matchup between the 3-3 Chargers and the 0-6 Jaguars coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you inside Everbank Field as the Jags prepare for the Chargers back in the Florida Blue practice fields today. Paul Posluszny had an interception for a touchdown last week. The veteran linebacker looking for another impact game against the Chargers. Cecil Shorts, the third wide receiver, worked with a helmet today. That's good news. He's trying to get ready for Sunday's game, coming off an SC joint injury at Denver. Justin Blackman in a helmet today as well. He's looking for another huge performance. Last week, with Cecil Shorts, the third injured early, Blackman said he really had to pick up his game.
You know, I just went out there, and when the opportunity came, I took it, ran with it, and, just tried to do the best I could. Of course, it was a lot harder without Cecil out there. You know, with Cecil on the other side, you know, you kind of got to shift coverages and try to guard us both. So, of course, it was harder without him out there, but I think we did a great job of, using Mike Brown when he came in, when Cecil went down, and he did a great job filling in.
Now, with A. Sanders still out with a concussion, it might be up to Mike Brown to have another big week in his place against San Diego. Let's take a look now behind enemy lines. Another week in the NFL and another elite quarterback on the other side. This time it is Philip Rivers. He's in his 10th NFL season. Sunday he'll make his 119th consecutive start. That's the second longest active streak in the league behind Eli Manning. A rating of 108.7 is second best in the league and ahead of his career best pace. He's completed nearly 73% of his passes, 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Jags defensive tackle Cinderic Marks said the plan against Rivers might be similar to what it was against Peyton Manning. Hit him early and often.
With a guy like Rivers, especially how he's throwing the ball this year, you got to get him off the spot. I think he got a lot of weapons around him. And he's letting the ball go a lot faster than what he usually, have been in his career. So we have to get him off the spot, make him move, and try to fluster him a little bit by getting some hit and getting pressure in his face.
It was successful last week for you guys, though, right?
Yeah, we got to Peyton a couple of times. Everybody knows, Peyton get a little anxious in the pocket when he can't get the ball away, fast, or if you get some pressure on him and make him move his feet. So that was our plan. We got to him early, and we got to do the same this week.
Time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier says Justin Blackman's breakout is just what this team needed.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And it doesn't take much insight to know that right now the biggest single story around the Jaguars is Justin Blackman. The second-year wide receiver returned from a four-game suspension 2 weeks ago with a lot of questions. Could he be a franchise guy? How much could he help the offense? And would he be ready after a month off? Well, he was ready. Ready to show he deserved to be the number 5 selection in the 2012 NFL Draft, and to show he's a star waiting to happen. A 67-yard touchdown catch on his first reception of the season. 14 dominant catches for 190 yards in Denver last week. His return breathed life into this offense, and it breathed hope, too. Blackman gives the Jaguars a go-to element needed to build an offense. There's no doubt he's an elite talent. Cecil Shorts III said this week, rarely a practice goes by that Blackman doesn't do something physically memorable. But those around the Jaguars say what's striking right now is Blackman's approach. He impressed coaches and players with his dedication and work ethic during his suspension. And the results of that can be seen on the field. He looks a step quicker and that much more aggressive to the ball. Blackman's off-field issues are well documented. If he continues the approach he showed in September, the staggering results of the first 2 games could be the first steps to being the franchise player the Jaguars really need.
Thank you, John. The Jags wrap up Chargers Week on Friday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.